O, kva pa to poslušaš?
O, ej, ma ne vem, dobila si neko plato, ki avtomatično umuješ Martič in zdaj čekiram, kva sploh je to.
Ma ja, šit, sem slišal za to sceno, ja.
Ma ja, dele, nekmo dele nabavil ta nov Rolandov hibrid Jared in se odločil, da bo sam s tem naredil plato. V bistvu, niti ni tako slabo, kao ni Irci pred časom.
Ja, ti si bilo pa dost grozo, ne, fak. Ampak dej, a mi lahko daš to ta novo plato tega modela z Rolandom?
Ma ja, lahko, ja, ampak, a imaš jabuk?
Ne, nimam.
A fak, ne, pa ti pa ne morem, ker me lahko še zatrejo. No, ampak sej, ba, ja gremo del zdaj na turnaja s to mašino, prije tudi nam.
O, basla, kira sva štareca, šita.
Jep. Vsak delovni dan v tednu, 9:05 jutranjo, samo na Radiu Študent.
Tokrat se bomo v Svaštarnici posvetili nizozemsko-novozelandskemu bendu My Baby, ki bo danes nastopil na novoletni zabavi v kinu Šiška. Glasba zasedbe My Baby v osnovi temelji na kombiniranju različnih melodičnih vplivov, prevzetih iz različnih delov sveta in različnih obdobij glasbene preteklosti. Plesno-psihedeličnih elementi pa naj bi izrazu zasedbe vlili poseben, kar magičen sentiment.
Band oziroma trio My Baby sestavljajo Joost van Dijk iza bobnov, njegova sestra Kato van Dijk kot vokalistka skupine in Daniel Johnston s kitaro. Za sabo pa imajo že 4 albume. Danes večeri bomo torej lahko ujeli v kinu Šiška v družbi z romunskim synth-pop duom Karpov Not Kasparov, ki smo ga spoznali že na festivalu Ment, ter srbsko producentko Kes.
Po telefonu smo se včeraj slišali z vokalistko zasedbe Kato. Kako so se člani My Baby sploh spoznali? Zasedba je vendarle mednarodna.
Yes, well we met about 12 years ago, I think already, when Daniel, so Daniel has got a Daniel's the guitar player from New Zealand and he does have a Dutch father as well, so he's partly Dutch. So he came in his 20s, he came to Amsterdam you know, to explore. He was living in New Zealand and he came to, you know, to see where he was from. And so he came to Amsterdam and then he already, like through his mom, he had a kind of guitar teacher, but also kind of a guru in music. So he knew this guy called Frank Sutherland and we did know this guy as well. So the first time that Daniel and the drummer Joost, my brother, when they met, it was at his attic in his house in Amsterdam, just a very small room with a lot of records all on the walls outside of the room, inside of the room, and they just started playing guitar together because they both had guitar lessons from this guy. And they started jamming together and they were instantly like grooving together. So they had an instant connection musically. And from that time on, like we started playing in bands together and I came in as well, but I was probably like 15 years old, so pretty young still. And we played in different bands together and over the years, and about 6 or 7 years ago, we started My Baby. Because we you know, we had tried a few different bands, we were playing soul music, and then 6 years ago we were like, okay, we want something that's really our own and really our own style, and we started working on an album with just the 3 of us because we had played in bigger bands.
Kaj bendu v smislu pisane lestvice žanrov in duhovnih elementov njegove muzike prinaša največ inspiracije?
Well, over the years when we started playing more and more live, we just saw like this kind of same reaction from the people to our music, you know, all over the world. And especially when we were playing more and more like trancey and dancey and just let songs flow into each other, we just felt like there's this kind of like it's in our DNA, you know, of everyone in the world to if the rhythm and the music is just going and flowing, and if the rhythm is keeps on going, just like a metronome, you know, that you have the urge to dance and that you come in this kind of trance-like state of mind. So it is, it just, that makes like, it was like a big inspiration to us to feel that and to go into that, you know, that feeling and create music with that in mind as well, and create music with and also the fact that on the stage you have a message that you can bring to the people, and like in this spiritual gathering that you have together, you can like feel a really strong connection with the people around you. So it can be like a very magical experience to be all together in that room and have kind of dance to the same beat and have the same kind of message lingering in your head. So we always, like from a point on, we started writing music with that idea in our minds.
Kateri so detajli, po katerih se njihovi albumi razlikujejo med seboj? Kato nam je razkrila tudi skrivnost v naslovu njihovega zadnjega albuma Mounaiki by the Bright of Night.
It's they've all been really different for us writing, because the first album we took a really long time, like almost a year to write this first album, but also because we were still like developing the sound and thinking like, what do we want in terms of message? What do we, like we had to kind of create My Baby and create the whole band in the first album. So that took us a long time. And then for the second album, it was like, I think in a month or something, we wrote the second album, because we had so much, you know, energy from how it all started up, and we got it kind of rolling. We were playing shows and we had a really strong, urgent feeling of like what we were now kind of missing in the shows and what kind of music we wanted to write in the future. So that second album was really, really fast. And then for the third album, we spent more time in the studio, like with just the three of us jamming a lot. So we wanted to kind of more and more catch that live feeling of all these shows, and of like what I just said about like the rhythm. And that's why it's called Prehistoric Rhythm, the third album. It's because of, you know, that whole idea that we just found out, you know, about how people react to music and how it can be like healing for us, and how how important it is, you know, to move to the music. So that's why that's what we worked on for the third album. And the fourth one was kind of another idea, because we wanted to write an album more about like a story about My Baby, about Mounaiki. That's the fourth album. We called her Mounaiki, My Baby, because we always write about a fictional character, like a girl that is, she's like on adventure. She's on a journey, you know, for to strive against injustice. And you know, so we always think about this girl when we write our music. So we just wanted to kind of dedicate the fourth album to her and write like a whole album around a story that we've written about her. So it was, again, quite a different process.
Zasedba je pred kratkim začela s pripravljanjem glasbe za nizozemsko kriminalistično serijo Bunker. Kako v njihovem primeru poteka proces ustvarjanja za tak projekt in seveda, kako vidijo svojo glasbo v takšnem kontekstu?
Well, it was a kind of a mix, you know, because they really wanted our music to be in the series because of the sound of it, but they also have their idea, you know, with the music. It was, you know, we couldn't like just do a very up-tempo track because it's quite a dark, mysterious series, you know, so you cannot like just play like a very light and happy track or something underneath that. So we just had to give it, you know, our sound, but also make it a little bit like morph it into a bit more filmic, you know, and then a bit more to add also the elements of the series in there. So was quite a nice assignment, you know, to do something outside of our comfort zone, you know, to do something that, yeah, like not only just write for ourselves, but to write with something else in mind as well. So it was fun to do that, and I'm very happy with the result. So it's good in both ways.
Slišali smo torej Kato van Dijk, vokalistko nizozemsko-novozelandske zasedbe My Baby, ki bo nocoj v družbi z bendom Karpov nad Kasparov in srbsko producentko Kez nastopila v kinu Šiška.
V zadnjem delu tokratne svaštarnice pa imamo za vas seveda še nekaj koncertnih napovedi.
Vse ljubitelje trip-hopa, kombiniranega z rock, dub in reggae vplivi, bo nocoj v Metelkovski gala hali čakal Mad Professor, sicer rojen kot Neil Fraser v južnoameriški Gvajani. Za glasbo pred nastopom in po njem bosta poskrbela Oho Roho in Michael Pfeiffer.
Ljubljanska založba FI vabi na novo klubsko edicijo. V klubu K4 bo nocoj rolal EOD, melodični čarovnik iz Trondheima. Družbo na DJ odru mu bo delal še Christian A.B.
V klub Channel Zero se vrača serijalka dogodkov Digital Dungeon, v okviru katere bodo nocoj nastopil producent iz Češke Rido z domačo podporo.
Nova edicija serije Dvocikl nas bo tokrat peljala v ljubljansko gledališče Glej, kjer bo jutri posebno koncertno izkustvo predstavil domači Balans v sodelovanju z beograjsko založbo Krava 22, s predstavniki katere se je ta teden v Ereš intervjuju pogovarjal naš Tine Ferk.
Jutri v kino Šiška prihaja spremljevalna zasedba legendarnega princa The New Power Generation. Koncert se bo zgodil v sklopu serije dogodkov Musicology Bar Cafe Sessions.
Spiral Mind, katerega novi album sta Brigita Gračner in Erik Krpan že predstavila v naši oddaji 100 decibelov, bo jutri nastopil v Centru mladih Koper. Pridružil se mu bo Jan Banc Funa, a.k.a. Čumfa.
In to seveda tudi še ni vse. Za še več informacij o prihajajočih glasbenih dogodkih vas vabimo na spletno stran Radija Študent v naš slavni koncertni zapovednik.
Tokrat je svaštarila Marijana Kuljanac.
Svaštarnica, jutranja rubrika, kjer za vas prebiramo novice iz sveta glasbe, zavrtimo kakšen komad in predlagamo kakšno koncertno doživetje. Samo na Radiu Študent.